In the name of the Father and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today we celebrate the baptism of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ, and we all have learned from the scripture that when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also was baptized, and while he prayed, the heaven was opened. The heaven was opened many times throughout the scripture. But we can notice the difference that happened between the Old Testament, when the heaven was opened, and the New Testament, starting from the day of the baptism of the Lord. In the Old Testament, the heaven opened for the first time in order to pour God's wrath upon the creation. God looked at the world that he created, and it was immersed in sin and immorality. At that time, the first time here, we hear that the heaven opened. We hear in the book of Genesis that in the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, on that day, all the fountains of the great deep were broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened, and the flood came and destroyed every living being. So at that time, when the people were to see maybe like a prophet, sometimes this was something scary for them. We hear when Samuel went to anoint David in Bethlehem, when he came, the whole city was trembled, seeing the man of God, and they asked him, "Did you come in peace?" It was always in the mind of the people that there is an enmity between them and God. Whenever the heaven opened, then wrath will come. Whenever we see a man of God, then he is going to bring justice and condemnation. So this was the first time we hear about the opening of the heaven, and this was something that brought God's wrath upon the creation. Also from the heaven in the Old Testament, God promised that whenever you obey, you love God, you give him, then God is going to bring materialistic blessings upon the people. This is the language that the people understand. If you give, I will give you in return. This is how they wanted to know God. This is how they wanted to touch everything and know. And this is how God dealt with the people in the Old Testament. That we hear God saying, promising to the people, bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts. If I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such a blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. So God here is promising that he will open the heaven, but to bless this time when we will be able to come and give. Here also we see that, yes, this is something good coming from the open heaven, but still on the level of the materials. We hear also the heaven opened, and God is giving a vision to a prophet, Ezekiel, in the Old Testament. We hear that now it came to pass in the 13th year, in the 4th month, on the 5th day of the month, as I was among the captives by the river Chebar, that the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God. God, who is hidden at that time, gave to the people, not to everyone, only to prophets, that they might see through visions the heaven opened and they see God on his throne. Something that not given to everyone, only those people who are favored by God, those people who are prophets to him, can see through a vision that when the heaven is open, God is on his throne. How difficult was that time for the humanity? Well, where people, they know that they deal with God who is hidden, who is away from them, and maybe there is some enmity between him and them because of the fallen nature. In the New Testament, we see how different things became. When the Lord was baptized, we came to know the Holy Trinity. At that time, maybe the people did not understand whom God is. We learned about him being Father and Son and Holy Spirit on the day of his baptism. We hear that when all the people were baptized, and we hear that the heaven was open, the people heard the voice of the Father, and they saw the Holy Spirit coming upon the Son like a dove and seeing the Son baptized in the Jordan River. God in the New Testament, through the incarnation of His Son, gave us His knowledge, something that beyond all men's understanding, God would open up for the people. Let everyone know about Him. Let everyone, not only a prophet who see Him in a vision, but regular people seeing and learning about God, the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Through the open heaven as well in the New Testament, we saw the angels coming, descending and ascending upon the Son of Man. Now, we have not only a heaven open where we can learn, but also through heaven, we have some sort of a relationship. Since the incarnation, we know that our prayers can ascend before Him through those angels who come to us. Also, from heaven comes the grace, comes support and help for those who ask. The Lord said this to Nathanael on the day when He asked and to him to follow Him. He said and said to him, "Most assuredly I say to you, hereafter you shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." In the New Testament, we know that heaven is open to receive our prayers and to bring grace upon all the humans who believe and ask in the Lord's name. In the New Testament, also through the open heaven, now we can see the glory of God in our tribulation. Here, Saint Stephen, in the day of his martyrdom, when the people were stoning him to death, we hear him saying, "Look, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man is standing at the right hand of God." So this open heaven now is bringing a revelation to a man under persecution. It is not only for Saint Stephen, it's for all of us. Whenever we endure tribulations, we know that when we look up, we will see the heaven open, and God will reveal to us His glory in order to comfort our souls, promise us the glory that is for all of us to come. It's a great blessing that we experienced in the first day when the Lord was baptized and we saw the heaven open. Since then, we know that the heaven will stay open, will always be a gate in heaven where we can talk to our Heavenly Father and receive from Him. Glory be to Him forever and ever. Amen.